You're listening to SBS News.
The firing of tear gas and water cannons as riot police with dogs moved into the central square in Kyrgyzstan's capital, Bishkek. Police tried to disperse thousands of protesters angered by the results of Sunday's election, which some residents say was marred by vote buying.
People came here to change injustice. We want to live in a fair, democratic state where legislation is working and people are equal.
Only 4 out of 16 political parties in the Central Asian country passed the 7% threshold to enter parliament, 3 of which have close ties to incumbent President Sooronbai Jeenbekov. International monitors say the claims of vote buying and intimidation are credible and cause for serious concern. Candidate and leader of Kyrgyzstan's Reform Opposition Party, Clara Soronkulova, took part in the protest.
Everyone who came here has the same goal and demand to restore justice. Everyone has witnessed true lawlessness during the election campaign and the election day yesterday.
Leader of Kyrgyzstan's Atamekan opposition party, Shana Akiyev, has teamed up with other opposition parties and will propose a plan to hold new elections.
We also demand the Central Election Committee to hold new elections. We have to hold new elections within a month.
Some protesters tried to break the gates leading into a parliament's building, at which point the police started dispersing the rally. Demonstrators burned rubbish bins and threw rocks at authorities. 2 police officers were hospitalised with concussion. The Central Asian country of 6.5 million people has a history of political turmoil. A past president is currently in prison after falling out with his successor, the current president. Incumbent Mr. Jeenbekov supports closer links between the former Soviet Republic and Russia. Local political analyst Mar Sariev believes he and other pro-Russian parties paid poor voters.
It's the bribery of voters which played an important role. Certain parties have worked well in advance, pouring huge amounts of money. For national minorities and the senior generation, this money played a very important role.
Protests have continued in Belarus for almost 2 months after the country's president, Alexander Lukashenko, won his 6th term in office after a vote widely alleged as rigged. More than 300 people were detained at demonstrations over the weekend as more than 100,000 people took to the streets in the capital, Minsk. Even elderly people rallied, chanting, "Grandmothers are against violence and freedom to our grandchildren." Last week, the European Union imposed sanctions on 40 Belarusian officials suspected of election misconduct and the crackdown on protesters. President Lukashenko didn't make the list. Lucy Murray, SBS News.